Hello, everyone. Tonight is February the 22nd, 2021, and the topic is called A Life Without Purpose. We read in 1 Corinthians 9:26, the Apostle Paul says, "But I buffet my body and make it my slave, lest possibly after I have preached to others, I myself should be disqualified." In 1 Corinthians 9:26, he says again that his life is not described as beating the air. What does it mean, a life that beats the air? It means pursuing vain things, as in things that don't last, things that have earthly value only, temporary things, all unrelated to God. Also, it means a life of lacking worth, a life without purpose, a life lacking value or substance, unproductive, ruthless, worthless, empty, showing no purpose. He does not miss valuable opportunities such as to learn, to teach, to serve, to grow, to win souls, and to change. He does not live a life with no goals, no vision, no focus, no stability, and a life of uncertainty or pursuing vain things. There's a dog story that's kind of funny. It says the dog ran after a train for miles without a reason or a goal. He died as soon as the train stopped. He was beating the air and pursuing the wrong thing. 99% of failure comes from people whose life was beating the air and pursuing vain things. It says the man who fiddles around seldom gets to lead the orchestra. Wisdom teaches us to ignore trifles and vain things and pursue matters that matter. That was what Paul was trying to tell us in 1 Corinthians 9:26, that he does not run with uncertainty. His service was not without purpose nor effect. He had an aim before him, and he intended to make every action count. No wasted time or energy in his life. He was not interested in a hit or miss life. We must not run aimlessly, but with a goal, avoiding vanity at all cost. Our duty in life is to seek and find God's purpose for our life and pursue it with faithfulness. As it says in 2 Thessalonians 1:11, "With this in mind, we constantly pray for you that our God may count you worthy of his calling, and that by his power he may fulfill every good purpose of yours and every act prompted by your faith." None of us are perfect, yet we are moving in the direction as God works in us. Let us look at our value and priorities and make him a vital part of everything we do. Then we will accomplish his purpose in our life instead of beating the air. Benjamin Franklin said, "Most of life's misery is caused by a false estimate of the value of things." A travel agency in Brussels has struck a gold mine with their sale of mystery tours. Tourists have no idea where they're going, but look forward to the trip. How sad. An aim in life is the only fortune worth finding. The Christian's aim should be less at goods and more at goodness. It is better to die for something than it is to live for nothing. A great purpose leads to great achievement. Poverty of purpose is worse than poverty of purse. A person's purpose should be as great as God's purpose. A man without a purpose or goal is like a ship without a rudder, drifting on the foaming, trackless ocean. The person with no purpose in life can never show any progress. The greatest thing in this world is not so much where we stand as in what direction we are moving. A wise person does not just spend time, he invests it. Some examples of those who had a purpose in the Bible. Joshua's purpose was to lead his people to the land of Canaan. Moses' purpose was to save his people from the Egyptians. Jeremiah's purpose was to represent God's voice. Solomon's purpose was to build a house for God. Daniel purposed not to defile himself with the king's choice food. Paul was called for the purpose of spreading the gospel to the Gentiles, kings, and the Jews. Timothy's purpose was to be a proclaimer of the gospel and a companion of Paul. Joseph's purpose was to rule like Pharaoh and feed the whole world during the famine. There's more verses in the Bible on purpose. You could look them up if you wish. Exodus 9:16, Job 42:2, Proverbs 19:21, Romans 8:28, and 2 Timothy 1:19. It is not the man with a motive, but the man with a purpose who wins. In order for us to find a purpose for our lives, we must find Christ, accept Him as Savior, and walk with Him. Second, accomplish His purposes that He shows us. Third, make Him a vital part of your life. Fourth, discover your spiritual gift so you can minister to the body of Christ. We must not pursue vain things, things that do not last, things that have earthly value only, things that are temporary, things that are unrelated to God. Paul said, "I consider all these things rubbish." Our aim in life is the only fortune worth finding, and it is better to die for something than to live for nothing. Amen.